Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities. From the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front room. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
Yo, we're here in London. London, man, is fire. If you haven't been to this city, you have to come. Culture, art, food, music, a lot of it comes out of here. I'm really excited to be with my guy Patrick here today. From the fashion side of things, man. Welcome, Pete.
Thank you for having me, man.
Thank you for being here. Now, we know you as Uptown Pete, right? but for those that don't know, man, who are you?
So I'm from a Ghanaian descent.
Okay.
My parents are from Ghana, Kumasi, and Accra. So I would say, yeah, that's where the journey starts. And then, of course, we came to London. So, yeah, I've been in South London majority of my childhood. You know, it's a bit like a less developed area. Mm. You know, they're kind of changing it now. But when I grew up at the time, it was like a bit rough. Do you know what I mean? But it was cool. It's cool, man. I learned so much. And, yeah, man, it made me who I am today.
Man, you from one of my favorite places in the world. Kumasi and Accra.
Yeah.
So we went to Ghana last year for a Ghana flash mob. We were there for 12 days and got a chance to actually, we were in Accra, we went to Kumasi because one of our partners is building a school out there outside of Kumasi.
Dope.
And just the people are so genuine there. They're so appreciative of things. Doesn't matter what they have. They're like, thank you, God, for this. And that's just a special place to be from, right?
Yeah, that's the key thing I would say about when you go to Ghana, you realize that people make the best time out of any situation that they have.
Yeah.
So I feel like anytime I go to Ghana, that's always kind of stuck with me. Whatever you've got, just make sure like you make the best moment out of that because people have far less than what we've got.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And they're enjoying life. You go to Ghana and you go on any street, they're enjoying life to the fullest.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So, yeah, man, that's just kind of stuck with me.
But again, you have to enjoy life to the fullest because if not, it's going to be over before you know it. And you're like, man, I've wasted all this time and not enjoyed any of it.
Yeah.
So now, man, tell us about DCN, bro. Like, I like asking this question to designers, right? Because every designer, you think about, that's your form of expressing is your brand.
Yeah.
So what are you trying to share with the world through DCN?
Do you know what? If I start talking about DCN, it's going to be, I've got to start from the beginning.
For sure.
So I started more or less with a more academic background. So in accounting and finance, that was more the trajectory that was going on.
Yeah.
So as I was doing that, I think it got to, let's say like, secondary school or something, I was always like into fashion as well.
Okay.
Because like my cousins started a clothing brand and that was like unheard of.
Yeah.
Like to start a clothing brand at a young age, like no one did that.
Yeah.
No one did that. So that was like the only thing in my area that was like, oh, sick. If you weren't a rapper, that was like the first thing outside of making music.
Got you.
That someone ever did that, you know what I mean? That everyone thought, oh, like this is different.
Yeah.
So obviously I was drawn to it because it was my family, except for that, but I always liked fashion anyway. So then, as I was like going to school, I was in finance, like doing a lot of like work and stuff, like work experience. Then started working at bank, but I was always like drawn to doing the fashion side of things. So then, like, my cousin started realizing that this guy, he's like proper in tune with the fashion.
Yeah.
So he kind of like brought me quite close to him. So then I started working with him like more often. And then I think at that stage, he kind of put me on the table, like, look, man, like, I want you to be part of this brand, like, properly.
Yeah.
But at that time, I'm quite young. So, but like, I was excited anyway. So yeah. I just thought, this is a sick opportunity. I'm just gonna go full steam. And then, yeah, from there, we kind of, like just started growing on a street level. And we were, like, the first ever streetwear brand in the UK that anyone ever knew. It was called Ferraducci. Yeah, so if you speak to any old school people in the UK and you ask them about Ferraducci, all your biggest people like Giggs, Tiny Temper, like anyone that you can mention like was wearing Ferraducci at that time.
Okay, yeah.
So it was like that. So then, so then I think I was like, started working in an investment bank. I was at BNY.
So still working?
Still working.
Whilst
doing it. Yeah. Sure. So I was at BNY.
Okay.
Doing like an internship there. Okay. But you know what? Like when I was there, I just had a thought and I was like, you know what? Like this is dope. Like I like it. But I don't think this is what I want to do.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You just get that realization at one stage in your life. And I think that was the time. Because like I loved it. It was dope. I was like, Canary Wharf, big building, suit every day.
Yeah.
Like, I liked it, but I just realized that, I don't think this is me kind of thing. So then I just started to pursue like the fashion, like 100%. So then I was like, started with retail and stuff like that. And then I launched a platform called Dress Code Nation.
Okay.
So with this platform, it was something that I wanted to use to bring talent and brands together.
Okay.
So this was before there was like influencers and stuff like that. This was in like 2014, 15.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So started with that. But then, of course, like the best way to kind of get your brand out there is to have something tangible.
Right.
So I said, you know what? I'll just make some merch. Just everyone that I meet along the way, you know, I just hold this. Yeah, so. But then because everybody knew me from the Ferraducci days, you know what I mean? When we had the brand, everyone was like, wanted to buy the merch. So now I was like, all right, cool. So I started making like 20 hoodies, 50 hoodies.
Yeah.
Then it started like that. So as we're growing, like with Dress Code Nation, the merch is also growing. And then like the turning point was when I was consulting with a brand, like an Italian brand.
Mm-hmm.
About putting an event together, and one of the girls that worked there said to me, if you had a brand, like a merch brand, it would have been easier for us to do this collaboration. And this was like around about COVID time.
Okay.
So now I was like, you know what, like maybe I should just make this clothes book. But I was, you know, once when you've done something before and it was at a certain level, you just feel like, nah, I don't think we'll ever get, I don't think we'll ever get to that stage again, or it would never be the same.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So then I said, you know, let me just do it. Like, so then I rolled it out during COVID, and then the response was just like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get what I mean? So I feel like what I wanted to express through fashion, back to your point, was like, you don't have to go to school to learn something to be good at it.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's kind of what I want everyone to realize, because I know so much talented people in the fashion industry that might not get an opportunity ever if like one of us don't give them an opportunity.
For sure.
But I know they're dope, like they're crazy dope. Like if you involve them in a project, you realize how cool they are. So I feel like that's more what I want to express. I want to show people's talents through having a brand.
Yeah.
So
it's a mission, you know, behind it, you know, actually thinking about it and explaining it. I mean, there's a mission to it. And now you're now able to use your platform to express, you know, and bring other people along with you.
Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again, because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
What I love that you said was you followed your passion, right? Yeah. Passion throughout. And I say this, I recently, because this is a mission that we've been building for the last 6 years. Hmm. And it wasn't until the end of this past year that I left my corporate job.
Okay.
To fully pursue the passion.
Yeah.
And, you know, that there's always that balance there of how you're able to manage that. But when it's time, it's time.
It's time, yeah. You just know. No one can tell you. Yeah. Like, you just feel it. Like, you
for
know.
Sure. For sure, for sure, for sure. Now, when you know, you've made a name for yourself and you go to places now, like you just got back from Paris. And how important is it for, you know, maybe a young designer to put themselves in the right room strategically, right? Yeah. It's like, well, I'm going to Paris because I know I need to be doing a show or pop up at Paris Fashion Week.
Yeah.
Like, how important is it for people to put themselves in the right rooms to grow their brand?
I would say, like, if that's not the most important thing, it's close to the most important thing. Mm. Because it all starts with your network of people that's around you and, like, who's around them, and do you know what I mean? Even like how this came about was because we were networking in Paris.
Yeah.
Do you understand that? Yeah. Like we may never would have met, but what you're doing is dope and you think what I'm doing is dope.
For sure.
So it's like, it's good synergy. But I'm just saying, like, if it's not for being in the right rooms, opportunities are not going to present itself.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? So I feel like there's only so much you can do from behind your house door or in your office.
Right.
There's only so much that can happen. Like, it's basically a routine that you're in.
Right.
You know, you get up, you do this, might go to the gym. There's only so much because you're so focused, like, oh, you're in your own world.
Right.
So I feel like it's so important to be in other worlds to kind of get, you know, what's the word I'm looking for?
Just that exposure.
Inspiration.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you need inspiration.
For
in
sure.
any creative industry, like whatever you want to do, you need some type of inspiration.
Yeah.
So I feel like if you're not in rooms with like the right people or people that's on the same wavelength as you or that has the aspirations to do something bigger than what they're already doing, then it's going to be difficult for you to grow.
Yeah.
So that's what I would say. Like for me, it's been the biggest thing is like my network.
Yeah.
You know, like me going to places. I'll be honest with you, last time when we were in Paris, I didn't really have a plan. I'll be completely honest with you.
Just go,
I had a few events that I got invited to and stuff like that, but nothing where it was like, that was rolling the dice.
Yeah.
Like, I'll be honest with you. I rolled the dice for Paris.
Yeah.
And then just from that small trip, where it seemed small, but it grew to, like, I made some relationships. I made like some connections. Mm-hmm. I grew my network like nearly more than double.
Yeah.
To the point where this fashion week that just happened.
Yeah.
That we were so prepared. We were over prepared.
Right. All
right. You know what I mean?
Right,
so I feel like if I didn't make that step like last year and roll the dice, then what happened last week wouldn't have happened. So that's the best thing is make sure you get out there, network with people. Don't be afraid to be like, yo, what's good? Like, what are you up to?
Yeah.
Might not be something that you're doing straight away,
but
at one stage, something might come from it. So,
Now, we like to say, closed mouths don't get fed.
They don't get fed. Yeah. Closed mouths don't get fed. It's true.
Yeah.
That's the right.
Now, you talked about inspiration, right? Mm-hmm. And are there any, you know, any other people out there that inspire you? We just saw Pharrell, who's got himself to a position, you know, to really be at the head of the organization and bringing back, you know, the brand in a way that makes sense to us, right? Are there people like that inspire you? Or?
Yeah, so Pharrell, even before he made this trip to, well, this journey to LV, he's been one of my biggest inspirations because he's exactly like me in terms of Pharrell didn't go to fashion school.
Yeah, right.
But he's just one of those fly.
Yeah.
Like, just one of them niggas that's just so fly. Like, and you just know, he just knows how to put clothes together.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? He just understands how he wants to look or how he wants to be perceived. So I feel like Pharrell's always been one of those people. The late Virgil, rest in peace to him.
For sure.
Kanye, can never not mention Kanye when it comes to fashion.
Right.
Because just like him, he never went to fashion school. Yeah. And he didn't have that journey, but it's just something that he was interested in.
He crushed it. Yeah.
A$AP Rocky. Yeah, there's quite a few people about there. They're like the main guys. They're the main guys. But yeah. I take inspiration from everybody, though. So they might be the most famous people that I take inspiration from, but there's people local to me that I take inspiration from every day.
For sure.
You know, because I don't know those people, but I know the people that I know personally.
For sure.
So I feel like those people inspire me more than, obviously, the biggest celebrities.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Thinking through your creative process, right? Because, again, you just came back from Paris.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, congratulations on,
thank you,
doing your own thing out there. Congratulations on
that. Thank you. I appreciate it, man.
When you're thinking about, all right, I got to do a show, I'm going to do a presentation, like, what goes through your mind to where you're like, all right, this is it. This is what we're going to do. This is how I'm going to come across.
So you always have the vision in your mind, but the hardest thing is making it a reality.
Yeah.
So that's like always the hardest thing is like, how do I make what's in here like realistic?
Yeah.
Because don't get me wrong, like we can all dream. You know what I mean? We can all dream and think, oh yeah, man, I want to do this. This will look crazy. This will be mad. But what's realistic?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think we just sat down. I sat down with like a few people and that's the importance of collaborating.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I didn't collaborate, I don't think it would have worked.
Mm.
I don't think it would have worked like how I wanted it to work because everybody brought something to the table.
Yeah.
You know? So I feel like from the start, it was the idea. So we all sat down. We were all like, you know what? This Paris Fashion Week, the key for this Paris Fashion Week, sorry to keep going on about is we wanted to do something where we could have people like us attend.
Okay.
We wanted inclusion.
Right, for sure.
Because I feel like that's what lacks.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like when we were at the last Paris Fashion Week, everyone was like, how do you not even, where'd you start about even going to something like this?
Yeah.
So I feel like we've been in the industry for over 10 years. So for us, it makes sense.
Right.
But for someone else, it doesn't really make sense.
I got you.
So I feel like we needed to put something on that had the same taste level and gave the same experience.
Right on.
For people to feel like, you know, and feel also included,
yeah,
like that is accessible. So that was mainly the thought process behind it. So we had to find somewhere that looked the part, but was still accessible at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Get the right brands involved, which were dope, cool, but maybe they might not have been the most premium brands that, you know, people would know.
Yeah.
So I feel like there had to be some sort of balance. And I feel like from there, the idea started to develop a bit more because then we started to be realistic
mm-hmm.
with the concept, mm-hmm. with the brands involved, the location, et cetera, the dates. Because initially we wanted to do it on the Tuesday, but then Pharrell owned the whole Tuesday.
Yeah,
so we were like, you know what?
Nah, I can't do that.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Can't do that.
That's
when something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
this is ludicrous.
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper, Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Never gonna happen. Yeah, so yeah. So we were like, no. Let's move it to the next day,
for sure.
And then go from there.
For
do you know what I mean? So this is what I mean about being realistic.
Yeah.
So something like that. So yeah. So then, that's kind of how it materialized. And then, yeah, we just was putting ideas together, you know, chopping and changing. And then yeah, man, it just all kind of gelled together, like in the right way.
Yeah.
So.
What would you say as you think about you know, your creative process and people that you've received inspiration from, what would you say is probably the best piece of advice that you've ever received from anybody, whether it's something small, something large, something in passing? But what do you think has been the best piece of advice that you wake up, it just has sat with you for such a long time?
Play hard, work harder.
Yeah.
And the reason why I say that is because the person that said that to me, he was, he's very wealthy.
Okay.
Very wealthy.
Yeah.
And I had the pleasure of being with him, like, work and play.
Yeah.
For about a week. And for that week, I think I saw him play hard, but at any opportunity, he was always working. First to wake up, last to go to sleep. Mm. So then I realized, like, nah, this guy is just is different in terms of, like, how his mind works. So we might be all having a drink, having a laugh and stuff, but I'm telling you, when he gets back, he's going back to work.
Yeah.
He's going back to work, yeah. And he's going to wake up before everybody and get back to work again.
Yeah.
So that's when I always realized, like, you have to, as well as play hard, you have to work even harder. So always have that balance.
Yeah.
Because you need to know when it's time to, you have to network, you have to be out there.
Yeah.
Because otherwise no one's going to know who you are.
Yeah.
But when it comes to the work, you got to go full throttle on it. Mm. So that's what I would say sticks with me the most. Because it's funny.
But you were able to see it.
That's what made it real. That's what made it more like realistic.
Yeah.
Because I saw him do it. I saw him playing and then I saw him working. So that's what kind of stuck with me. Maybe that's the reason why.
Yeah. Nah, I like that and I appreciate that. I think there's a thing about balance.
Yeah.
And some people work hard, but play harder.
Yeah,
and then they get in trouble. You know what I mean?
Versus
flipping it around. When you think about the people, you kind of coming back to your network and the people that are around you. One thing that I noticed, bro, you look like you in love. You know what I'm saying? You can see that from your platform.
Yeah.
How important is it having a strong woman, strong black woman, strong partner with you in life? Does that help you to, again, wake up, go to sleep, get you motivated throughout the day?
Yeah, if I'll be completely honest, I'm a motivated person already. So the person I was going to be with was either going to, like, make it 10 times, like, better.
Yeah.
Or just become a burden. But let's just say I chose right.
Yeah, you know what right. I mean?
Because she's like worse than me. She's, if not, like, more motivated than I am, you know, and it's like I'm grateful to have her, because at the same time as, like, she's beautiful and we have fun and everything, like, she keeps me on my A game, bro. She can keep me on my A game.
Right.
And I need that, because anyone that's an entrepreneur or works for themselves will know that's the hardest thing, is to motivate yourself.
Yeah.
Like, this is the hardest thing.
Yeah.
You could easily sit around for...
And, right.
Do you know what I mean? You could end up doing that or vice versa. So I feel like if you're not with someone that's, like, as motivated as you, or make sure that you're on your A game, it's going to be difficult.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, it's good to have someone that is a partner, but it's also like a, how can I say it? Like a mentor as well. Do you know what I mean? Because she's a mentor, therapist, partner, everything. Do you know what I mean? So I would say, yeah, man, like, it's dope. It's good to have for sure. Like, you have to choose right.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, because that's the person that you're going to spend most of your time with.
Right. Right.
And that's what everyone forgets to realize.
Right.
It's like the person you lay your head next to, that's the person you spend majority of your time with.
Right. Just being able to have somebody that, you know, understands you, but also brings out the best in you.
Yeah.
Those nights when you're thinking, like, man,
it happens.
I don't even want to do this no more. And it's like, nah, you got this. You can, you know, keep you going and things. It's definitely a benefit to that.
No, it helps.
And then, I just love black love. I just love it.
It's the way, man.
I just love black love.
The way, man.
Now, you talked about goals. As I'm bringing it full circle, right, man. What's some of your things that you're looking forward to for upcoming for you, short term, long term?
So, I want to. I hope that we can get DCN to the level where it becomes a brand that puts people in the fashion industry and in our community on a bigger platform.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? To the world.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I feel like that's what I feel Virgil done, you know, and with Off-White and like him working at LV, I feel like, or him being at Donda, I feel like it just showed like all the creativity. Look at all the people that came out of Donda.
Yeah.
You know, you got Jerry, Don C, Matthew Williams, how many of them came out of Donda? Mm. And I feel like that's kind of more what I want it to be about, as well as it being a dope brand.
Yeah.
But I want it to be about like, well, which designer did you use for this collection?
For sure. Yeah.
Which production managers did you use for the set design of this?
For sure.
Who did you partner with to do this event? And stuff like that. So I want to highlight, you know, key talent in our community.
Yeah.
So that's like the key. That's one of the main things.
That's the mission work, man.
Yeah, that's the main thing, man.
The mission work.
Yeah.
I love to hear it, man. Well, shoot, brother, how can people follow you, keep up with you? Let the people know where to find you at.
Yeah, so if you just check me out, I'm on Instagram, uptown_P1. My platform, DCN Stores, that's the clothing brand.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper, Ludicrous.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.